Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, Trina Mara, and the busiest man in the country, never mind the politicians this week, is Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie, because it's budget week. Paul, you're up to your eyes. We're going to take a look at a bit of a run through, because there's lots of things in the budget, really, isn't there?
There is, Trina. First of all, thanks for having me on. But yeah, the budget was definitely spread. The money has been spread everywhere. There's not an ounce that hasn't been covered, or a section of society that hasn't been covered. Money in their back pocket. So it's great. From that point of view, it's well spread. But I just think the budget overall lacks a power punch or a bit of a something to kind of go. We've got 14.1 billion out of Apple. And all these kind of put the strategic infrastructure fund in, and they're going to tell us about it later on the year, maybe early next year. They also might use it for the election, to be fair, as I'm spreading news about what they're going to do closer to the election. But yeah, I'm just a little bit disappointed. Yeah. Housing hasn't really been fixed, and I think they should have really taken this opportunity to grab it by the throat and sort housing out once and for all.
I just hope that it's not going to be spent on something stupid, like, you know, like the spire on O'Connell Street, or, you know, one of these.
Or a bike shed.
$336,000 or something.
I think the problem here as well for the country, I think what they miss here is the 14.1 billion coming in. Look at the cost of children's hospitals, look at the bike shed, look at the modular homes to Ukrainians down in Cork, Dublin, and Price, security hut at the Dáil. All these news articles just put a sense of these guys can't really manage expenditure well. And then when you hear about the infrastructure fund kind of being, we'll tell you about it later on, we're going to put 3 billion aside to sort everything out. I just think they've misread the public. How serious the housing, like, we definitely have a housing emergency. Yeah, it didn't come across like there was any acknowledgement to that in the budget. But yeah, look, that's probably just wishful thinking what I was looking for.
Right, Paul, for the ordinary Joe soap, let's run through the changes that we're going to see in our wages. For example, USC, that's all been changed?
Yeah, the USC is reduced from 4% to 3%. The USC was brought in as a temporary measure for austerity following the financial crash and the financial crisis of 2007-2008. It was supposed to be gone by 2012, I think it was, or 13. You know, Minister Chambers has said that it's a few billion it brings in. It's very hard to get rid of it on one budget, which signals that it might come down by another 1% next year, and they're trying to get rid of it over time. I think that's wishful thinking. But yeah, it's down from 4% to 3%, and they've increased the threshold on the income which you actually pay into when you get to that 3% level to just over 27K. So, you know, for the lower income worker, you know, anyone in around that kind of 20, 27K, you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck out of this budget. Which is great news for them, but that squeezed middle that we keep talking about, 47k is the average full-time wage approximately, so 40k up to maybe 80k or even 100k, to be fair, those in that kind of squeezed middle haven't really got, like, I think you're up about maybe €1,000 just on income taxes and reliefs, you know, 20, 25 quid a week. It's not really that much to write home about. I think that's what you have to break this down to, you know. Obviously, if you've got kids, you're going to get the double payments for the children's allowance. If you're renting, the rent supplement that goes up if you're a couple to an extra 500 quid a year. So it quickly increases, but the base level for income taxes and the USC and the increase in the standard rate from 42 to €44,000, it doesn't really mean that much on a weekly basis. And when cost of living is being so high, it just doesn't pack any kind of real
for a bottle of deodorant, Paul. I'd say Paul nearly dies every time he goes to the supermarket. €9 for a bottle of deodorant, what?
Yeah, no, it's getting madness.
It is. And then in terms of people on social welfare, what are the increases there?
Yeah, so it's just an automatic increase across the board of €12, and you're going to see these double payments as well before Christmas. There's a lot of support on the energy as well, for electricity, and those credits again coming in and being extended in 2025, which is good news. And then when you're on the social welfare workers, you're looking at then the minimum wage that some people might be on as well has increased by 80 cents. They're not paying an awful lot of tax now compared to what they would have been as well from the minimum wage, that kind of 20k, 27k with the USC being topped up. So it is kind of good news, I suppose, for those in the lower incomes. But to be fair, I think this is where it goes wrong. I think I'm going to speak to somebody on a lower income. They've lower income, which means they've lower disposable income after they look at the very necessities of a roof over their head, unless they're on social, in a social housing. But, you know, a roof over their head, paying for any sort of bills, you're gone. I mean, if you're on 20 to 27k, it's nearly, I'm going to say, probably next to impossible to get by on a monthly basis with the cost of living crisis that's just come in over the last number of years. And you've got to remember, 27k or 20, 27k as well, there's a lot of people out there that might be full-time workers that have gone part-time, or people that have job shared or gone back on 2 days or 3 days a week after having kids, that have contributed to society and the higher rate of income tax for years, and now they're on the lower rate, lower kind of income levels because they're part-time or job sharing, etc. And it's very, very difficult if you have any type of a mortgage payment or creche fees or I ain't like that going on in society today. You're getting completely wiped.
Actually, was there any help for parents in relation to creche fees?
No, but there has been a lot in relation to the student discount in relation to student fees is there. They're bringing in the free meals as well to be rolled out to all schools by 2025. And they also have the free books and pens. And everything's been rolled into that free education piece now. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more support for people when the kids are actually going to education.
So the free meals, which is good news. The free meals in all the schools?
Yeah, they're going to be rolled out for all the primary schools, and some schools are only getting through the summer in the disadvantaged areas, and that's the ambition. Whether it happens in 2024 or 2026, I'm not too sure. But I have a problem with this person in that I remember being a kid and seeing this happen in the UK and thinking we were so lucky in Ireland that we were never as bad as the poverty that was in the UK. And now we're having to bring this in because society has got so far between middle, upper wealthy class as opposed down towards those lower incomes. And so I hate seeing that being rolled out.
I don't know about going into all the schools where kids can go home and have a dinner with their family and have a good meal,
100% agree with you. And I think that's the other thing about this budget. I think when you look at the recent report of 4,000 kids in homeless situations, there's a lot of people that don't need these reliefs and these double payments of child benefit, double payments on the electricity. I feel that there should be more of an attempt to try and bring it in from a society point of view that we're really looking after the vulnerable in society. Yeah. And I just don't get that.
Housing has to be number one. I mean, my daughter doesn't need to get her dinner in school. She can come home and have her dinner in her own house with her own family.
Exactly, and same with my kids as well. You know, we're lucky and we're great that we can do that. Mm. But I'd rather see more support for kids and families that can't do that in disadvantaged places. The government will keep saying it's very difficult. They were saying with the double payment, electricity bills and all that kind of stuff for the credits, they should be just going to people that can't afford electricity. You know, they shouldn't be going to people that can't afford it. Yeah. In my opinion, now, some people are different when they pay taxes. They want it equally spread, and I get that as well. I think over the last 10 years, especially the last 3 years with the cost of living crisis, that we've created this massive divide in the country. And I just don't feel that enough is being done to look after the most vulnerable. I think that's what we should be doing.
Do you know, a lady texted into the show the other day and she was talking about how she was on an invalidity pension. €1,080 was her income from that and her mortgage was €980. So she had €100 to pay all her bills in the month, food, clothes, everything. And I was going, how?
And you see, there's no thinking there, because if she doesn't pay the mortgage, she goes into repossession and then ends up on one of those statistics as a house, as a homeless person. And that's where I say, and look, the point of view, I think maybe I just get, every year when I see the budget, it's easy to point out the wrongs. It is a difficult job to do, trying to please everybody as well. And there's a lot wrong with housing in particular, and the budget's not the place to solve it. But then you look at a comment from Minister Chambers talking about the housing minister talking to local authorities to encourage them to consider rezoning applications. I mean, putting it down to local authorities to decide what gets zoned in the middle of a housing crisis madness. That should be government level. There should be somebody put in to look after housing purely and be given a target to sort this in 5 years. But if you look at the recent report from the central bank or CSO, I can't remember which one it was, it's saying that this is going to take 20 years to sort out, and if you want to even do it in 10 years, you need to build nearly 75,000 houses a year, which we're nowhere near doing. So when you have these bodies saying that this is a massive problem, it's going to take decades, and you've got so many people in between 20 and 30 leaving the country because they can't see a future, they don't want to rent forever, and then you see the vulture funds coming to point houses, it just gets a little bit messy. When you start sitting down dissecting everything that's happening, it's just a bit disheartening, I suppose.
Right, Paul, inheritance tax. Now, this is something we've been talking about for a long time going. It's just madness how little that you can actually get without having to pay the government. That's gone up, though.
The inheritance tax has moved from 335,000 from a parent to a child up to €400,000. I despise inheritance tax. I think inheritance tax is probably the worst type of tax. It's been called the grave robbers tax. Yeah. It's atrocious. And in fairness, people in the area as well, especially people living in around Dublin or any of the major cities in the country, the average price, the median price is in around that 330 to 370, 80,000 euros. So if anyone has one child, they're already paying inheritance tax or just by inheriting their property, never mind any cash, pensions. But don't forget, all that the parents have built up is being probably done after they paid their income tax and all the other taxes that come through.
Like, so it's
madness. It's gone up to 4,000. I think Fianna Fáil have I've spoken about getting rid of it altogether, but everyone thinks it's a tax for wealthy people. It's not. If you look at the 400,000 euro, okay, if you've got four kids, you've got up to 1.6 million. So maybe there should be a limit maybe put in, and depending on how many people are actually on the estate. I think it should be just abolished altogether. And it only brings in a few hundred million a year. Like, if you you look at, I heard an interview this morning of Pascal Dunhill, and he was saying that the likes of that reduction, so if you look at what they did for the VAT for the hospitality section, the 13 down to the 9, so we're going to put it down to 9%, that's like costing $600 or $700 million a year, where, you know, the inheritance tax stuff is only bringing in $200 or $300 million. So it's not that much money being brought in. They should abolish it. I think it's great it's being increased. More needs to be increased in the next couple of budgets. It's very unfair, that type of tax.
Yeah. Also, like the property tax as well. I'm like, why am I paying property tax on a house that I'm already paying for?
Think about the person who's out there been getting news that they were trying to buy a house for maybe $1.5 million above $1.5 million. They now have a higher rate of stamp duty to pay. That stamp duty is now over 6%. And that just happened. Now, obviously, people will say, if you're buying a house for $1.5 million, plus you have loads of cash, you can pay the extra stamp duty. The problem I have here is that in the middle of a housing crisis, you don't want to do anything that disrupts the supply of houses. So someone's living in an 800,000 house, it's doing well, and you want to buy a 2 million house, they're going to pay a lot more tax now, and they might now move. And therefore, that house that was going to come into the supply chain isn't going to come into the supply chain. So I think when they increase the inheritance tax, a lot of opposition parties have been saying it's the wealthy tax. I think they just tackle this 1.5 million stamp duty issue, as if to say, we're sticking the boot in here to some rich people, some rich people, you know, why we increase inheritance tax. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
On a slightly different note, Paul, can I ask you about mortgage rates? Are they going to be coming down?
Mortgage rates, European Central Bank's definitely going to decrease mortgage rates, but don't forget the Irish banks didn't pass all the rate increases on to give them some credit. Definitely if you're a tracker mortgage holder, you're going to see that rate increases over the next 12 months, probably not as aggressive as you would have expected. So yeah, good news for tracker mortgages, but the mortgage interest relief trainer was extended into 2025. So you can get your mortgage, your interest you paid in your mortgage in 2024, look back to what it was in 2022, and claim a bit of tax relief on up to 2K. So it is again a little bit of support there, more for the tracker holders. But, you know, tracker holders had a great for years where they're playing practically under 1% in some cases. These people had a really, really low interest rates for, you know, a long period of time. But yeah, if you're a fixed rate mortgage holder and you're coming off fixed rate, you should be getting advice ASAP, because it's going to be way higher than what it was over the last couple of years.
How far in advance actually do you need to get that when you're about to come off your fixed rate?
I would say 6 months at least, reach out, speak to somebody in relation to where your existing mortgage is, what the rates are looking at, get start gathering your paperwork. There is a new mortgage application if you're going to switch. Your own bank might have really good offers, but you're probably better off looking at the overall market and not just dealing with your one bank. Get a broker involved and look at the overall market and see, is it better switch in the mortgage, and have you got all your ducks in a row to be able to switch?
Overall, Paul, then, what would you say on the budget? A good one?
Yeah. If that's a word in the dictionary, yeah. Now look, in fairness, I will say they have a really difficult job, the government. I'm not trying to dish them too much. It's very, very difficult. There's a lot of money. You're trying to look after all people in society as well. I do think they've done a good job of spreading the money, but I think they've probably spread it too much and in a few of the wrong areas, in my opinion. But I'm not a government minister, so it's easy for me to sit on the radio and talk about the mistakes they've made. It's a difficult job. Somebody has got to do it. It's easy for me to sit on the radio and say someone on €60,000 is only getting €1,000. A lot of people out there need that €1,000, and I'm delighted with that €1,000. It's easy for me to see my kids don't need hot meals in school. There's a lot of people that do need it, and it is a difficult job to try and find out who does and who doesn't need it when you're a government. So I suppose trying to spread the money everywhere does cover a lot of bases, but I just hope that this infrastructure plan works. I hope the billions that they set aside for housing and roads and, you know, the electricity and wind and whatever, solar power, everything they're going to look at, I hope it works. Just looking at the past records of what we spent money on and the management of that money, I just don't have any confidence, and I think that's probably the biggest problem they have here. I think they missed an opportunity to try and bring in confidence by grabbing the housing market by the throat and saying they're going to fix it, and they haven't done that. I think that's a disappointing part for me.
Paul, would you do the job for love nor money?
Not a hope. To be fair, I wouldn't, and they're never going to get any thanks for it either. They're not, and it is a really difficult job, and fair play to them for stepping up to the role. You have to realise as well, like I said earlier on, the housing minister saying he's going to chat to, or encourage the local authority. It's the local authorities that run the country. It's not actually the TDs, and I think that's the piece we miss out on when we're having a pop at the TDs. It's the civil servants that are on the show, especially when it comes to housing. That's probably the main problem.
There he is, Paul Merriman, founder of AskPaul.ie and CEO of Fairstone. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks a million, Trina.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.